the conviction of Congressman Don Young's former aide, Mark Zacharias, who was convicted for taking gifts from corrupt lobbyist Jack Abramoff, left hanging the identity of two lawmakers referenced in his trial. Zacharias could have faced years in prison, but prosecutors requested a lighter sentence because he helped investigate two congressmen in the Abramoff influence peddling scandal. Prosecutors did not identify the congressmen, referring to them in documents as only A or B, but said they ultimately were not charged. Anchorage Daily News investigative reporter Richard Maurer has been following the story. He says we may never know the names of Congressman A or Congressman B.
I haven't found out a heck of a lot about either congressman. In some ways, Congressman Young, who employed Zacharias, he could match either one of those, but so could probably dozens of other congressmen. So it's really the smidgens of evidence that have surfaced about who they are, which is two or three sentences in a legal document, is nowhere near enough to make an identity.
Congressman Young has said the investigation of him is over. Mm-hmm. And if it's truly over, will it be possible to get Department of Justice records released in this case?
No, not at all. Those kinds of records are not subject to disclosure under the Freedom of Information Act. They will be locked up probably forever, or at least for quite a while. So the answer is not. The thing about the notice that went to Congressman Young, I mean, it's a phone call from the Justice Department to his attorney. It's not a letter. It's not any formal kind of statement that says you are now free to go about your life for now and forever. It's a pretty straight statement, and something would have to change very dramatically for them to rescind that. But it's not a complete pass, I guess it would be the way to say that.
Explain that to me. What do you mean by it's not a complete pass?
This is my understanding from talking to several attorneys who are criminal defense attorneys in the federal bar. In a situation where there's a long investigation, some of the information becomes public and involves someone prominent. If the investigation goes nowhere, the defense attorney for the person being investigated, the subject, may get a call at some point and from the Justice Department that says something to the effect that we're not investigating this, we're not actively investigating anymore, we don't expect to bring an indictment, we're not going to try and bring an indictment, the case appears to be over. And that's what happened in the case of Don Young, I believe. That's certainly what his lawyer seemed to say. But that's different than a letter from the Justice Department granting someone, say, immunity. He could say with absolute honesty that he is not being prosecuted, but that does not mean that there's no chance he would ever be again.
What kind of impact did the Supreme Court's changes to the Honest Services Law have in this case?
The judge in the case noted that one of the reasons that Congressman A or Congressman B were not charged was because of the changes in honest services fraud. She referenced the Skilling case, which is the case that was decided by the Supreme Court in July, that basically said you can no longer use the federal fraud statute to prosecute someone for failing to provide honest services unless that person took a bribe. So in the past, this is one of the biggest tools of federal prosecutors. Basically, it said that if you had a conflict of interest, you did not provide your constituents, whether it's the voters, the stockholders, with your honest services. The Supreme Court said, no, you cannot bring that anymore. You can only charge someone for failing to deliver honest services if they took a bribe. So that's really, that has taken a huge tool out of the tool belt of federal prosecutors.
And Richard, what's next? Do you think the identities of Congressman A or Congressman B will come out eventually?
I doubt it unless, Mark Zacharias certainly knows who they are. And if he were, I mean, he conceivably could grant an interview today because he knows what his punishment is. There's nothing he can do to change it. But his attorney said he would advise him not to, and so I don't think we're going to know.
Richard Maurer is a reporter for the Anchorage Daily News.